Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? What's up, uppers? What's up, uppers, au pairs? This is Lane Smith coming to you with a little solo episode, a little one-lane bridge, to Khazad-dûm. A little one-lane bridge to Khazad-dûm. A little one-lane road to, well, to nowhere, probably. I mean, if you're thinking about it. A little fun fact. I want to open with a little fun fact that, I don't know, it hit me pretty heavy. I was in, it's when Sarah and I went to New Zealand for our honeymoon back in 2015. Nigh on 9 years ago this coming summer, which is pretty wild summer here in the Northern Hemisphere. Okay. It was winter there. And we're on the North Island. We're going out East Coasty. My host mother, Margaret Seller, is from the, originally from the Ngāti Porou. And they're out in the East Coast, Gisborne.
Hey, out in Gisborne, eh? Hey, down in Gisborne. Hey, fruit in Gisborne.
And we're headed out east. I think we were going to we were going to see her son, Tony, who I had seen on my previous trip there when I was in college doing half my student teaching. We're going out east, right? And there's a lot of, it's remote, okay? Out East Coast, New Zealand is about as remote as you can get. I mean, it's so remote that you're darn near just trying to change a channel from across the room, and there's not even a TV there. It's that remote. So we're coming through a lot of unsettled territories, if you will. A lot of wild lands. The wilder people are out there, you know what I'm saying? But quite a great many, one-lane bridges, which, you know, exist around here in Ohio, not as many as there used to be. But to my knowledge, or my memory anyway, it was the first, I know this isn't true because I know I've been on one or had been on one-lane bridges in the past, but on this trip out east, it was to my memory, the first one-lane bridge I'd been on. So we saw a bunch of them. There's this famous one from featured in the movie Boy by actually Taika Waititi's breakout, I think it was his breakout directorial film that was big time in New Zealand, I think got kind of spread globally, and it's sort of what how people discovered Tyka, I believe, which is kind of crazy thinking about just how big he is now. You could say he's maybe even more relevant now than Peter Jackson, which is
Peter Jackson, are you serious, mate?
It's pretty wild to say that, but you could argue. You could argue he is. But anyway, it was featured in the movie. Great movie. If you haven't seen Boy, go check it out. James Rolleston, he's the only actor I know from it, but incredible. Incredible movie. But beautiful, kind of, I think if I remember, it's like painted green underneath. So like this green metal, which was a big stark contrast to the mountains behind. And one of those braided rivers. So you, it wasn't even like necessarily the whole thing wasn't even all the way over water, just parts of it, you know, and when it heavy rains come and it floods and, you know, it would be a really important bridge. But at this point, you probably could have just off-roaded across, you know what I'm saying? So kind of a silly one lane bridge for that time. But, you know, we get this picture. It was great. Sometimes you get pictures with something from like a movie or whatever or at a location. You're like, well, I don't even remember. Why did we do that? What is that? It wasn't even a film I liked. Like, I remember one time being in Chicago with the Donovans and they were filming Transformers, like the third one or something. And if you loved Transformers 3, I apologize. I'm not saying anything judgmental towards that film. I'm sure it's a great film. I think that might have been the last one. Shia LaBeouf. What's his name? It's the Stevens kid. Ren Stevens' brother was in. But, what was that character? Lucas Stevens? What was his name? And even Stevens. I can't remember. I think it was the last one he was in. But anyway, I remember getting out and taking a picture with this set. And then afterwards being like, I've never even seen the Transformers. I've tried to watch the first one and it's not my thing. I couldn't get into it. So, but I got a picture of, you know, the set, and I think someone even came up to me and said, hey, you can't real take pictures here, man. He didn't sound like that. He was like, hey, you know, you can't take pictures here, bud. You know that? Okay. I don't think he even sounded like that. He was probably from LA. So he probably was like, dude, you can't take pictures. Huh? And I was like, oh, sorry, man. I was just, it's pretty cool. I'm from Ohio. You know, we don't really film movies in Mount Vernon where I'm from. And he thought I might as well have been speaking Enochian. He was like, what? So I had snapped a couple pictures, got it. Anyway, no connection. I forget I even took those pictures, kind of a deal. But not with this picture for this bridge. It was just an incredible location and really beautiful. And of course, I got to share it with Sarah. And Jono was there, my Kiwi brother. And but I came to circle back now, to circle the wagons back. Come on. Time to settle in. Let's get a fire going. We're out here. We're going to get dysentery. God, coffee at like 9 o'clock at night is just, it always makes me think of recording with Ez. I'm going to talk about Ez here in a minute. And I'm just going to kiss his butt because I love him so much, dude. So if you don't like these kind of episodes, go ahead and switch off now. I know that there's some people and that's okay. That's okay. You come to us for our Tolkien knowledge, which is sad. You need to go somewhere else. Well, my Tolkien knowledge, as is great, but it's going to be one of those episodes. So, yeah, great, great memory on this bridge. But I came to a pretty deep realization down in near the bottom of the world, man. Just on a one lane bridge, and I realized I actually just started saying. No, it's not. It's not. It's not for me. And everyone was kind of like, "Are you talking? Who are you talking to, Lane?" I was like, "The bridge. I'm talking to the bridge." And they're like, "Oh, okay." I don't think they wanted me to elaborate, but I did. I was like, "I can never be. I can never be. I can never be. Cannot exist on a one lane bridge." And even further, like anyone who's with me. While we're together on a one lane bridge, they are not on a one lane bridge. So honestly, I could like really ruin people's, if someone had like this thing, this fetish where they're like, oh, I just got to get on one lane bridges. I gotta get on them all. I could like follow that person around, really, really just kind of tick them off by just walking with them onto every one lane bridge they get. I'm like, you still haven't been on a one lane bridge, dude. No, man, come on, leave me alone, mate. I'm trying to, I don't know why I made him British. He could be anything. Okay. He could be from anywhere. But his obsession is just to, I think I'm thinking of the really cool train guy, which I'm not. That dude's incredible. I'm not disparaging anyone. And I'm not disparaging, you know, if you want to get on all the one lane bridges in the world, God bless, dude, that's awesome, bro. That's an achievement. What I'm saying is, I'm the bad guy here, okay? Let's not get sidetracked. I could really ruin that experience for somebody. So, same with one-lane roads. Like, I cannot be on a one-lane road. I cannot be on a one-lane bridge. And it's sort of like, it's a power, but it's a curse at the same time, you know? That's a weird thing, knowing I physically cannot experience that. It's pretty weird. So yeah, no one lane bridges for me. I mean, really, if you think about it too, it's like it's a simple math game. Any two lane road I'm on is actually three. And anyone who's on that road with me. Yeah, see, I wonder how far you could extrapolate this. Would it be anyone who's on the road? Like, once I get on a road, all roads are connected, essentially, if you think about it. So when I drive, is nobody really on the lanage that they... I think that's the correct term. The lanage that they assume they are. Like if someone's on a 8-lane highway somewhere and I start driving to work, is it actually a 9-lane? Dude, that's just, I don't want to make it too important or anything, but that's crazy. So yeah, so this is a 1-lane episode. Oh man. 1-lane, one way. I just hope I'm sitting here thinking just, I'm actually catching up on Rings of Power here. I got Prime on. I'm watching Rings of Power. I'm on episode Alloyed. Just really getting into the... I'm actually pausing it every couple seconds to sort of evaluate facial expressions. And I'm really kind of critiquing lines. And it's just really speaking to me. Very inspiring. But I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm watching football. Thursday night football, but I'm just sitting here thinking about, you know, it's the season to be contemplative, you know, as and I, we're like that anyway. We're always thinking, always maybe getting a little too meta, which is dangerous for brains like ours, because it can damn near break them, you know, when you only got a couple brain cells. I mean, what are you talking about here? You can't make a whole bowl of beans. You can just make a spoonful, really. But yeah, but I'm sitting here thinking about you guys, hoping that everyone's doing well, hoping that everyone's life is full and happy, and that you got great things going on, and you know, it's you that's what you hope for, right? You hope that everyone's doing well, but and the reality of life is that it's impossible. It's impossible for everyone to be doing well at the same time. So, you know, I guess I hope, like, if you're not doing well right now, that there's enough of the little chinks of light, enough of the little flickers of starlight to keep you going, to remind you that to see it through, that there's always hope, that there are other forces at work besides the will of evil, that, you know, that there's good in this world, Mr. Frodo, and it's worth fighting for. I mean, all those things come to my mind. Days in the past, far past, days in the near past that have all been, or within recent memory, I should say, that have been difficult or hard or dark or whatever, or all of those things that those things are showing themselves to you. And if you're not able to see them, I hope, that's what I'm doing. I'm just going to put it out there. I put it out in the universe. I hope that you can. I hope that you can see him right now, feel him right now. That guy looks like he's not even wearing pads. Man, some of these football players now, you know, I remember when I was a kid, I used to think they were, I mean, they're all jacked. They're big dudes. They're big boys. Lot of muscles. Lots of muscles and tendons and veins. Some of these guys are so veiny. I mean, like, if I was a pro football player and I looked like them, I'd call myself Veiny Laney. V-E-I and Y, Vainy Laney. Now, you know what that'd get turned into is V-A-I-N-Y. They'd try to, the opposite team be like, oh, yeah, looking in the mirror, Vainy Laney. I'd be like, bro, it's because of D's. But I used to think as a kid, like, I go back. So watching football in the 90s, right, the pads were huge. Go look at some of those dudes, especially in college football. I mean, I thought Charles Woodson was 4 feet across. Come to find out, no, not true. But if you look at his days in Michigan, the dude was as wide as he was tall. Crazy, just crazy. But yeah, the pads have definitely changed in football. Anyway, not sure why that came to mind. But that one guy, Gilmore, for the Cowboys, them boys looked like he wasn't even wearing pads. Just looked like his shoulders were in the jersey and nothing else. Are they making another one? Are they making another Mad Max? With Chris Helmsworth and Queen's Gambit. That's crazy, dude. Wow. Furiosa. How cool. But yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're enjoying this time of year. I know it's one or the other for people. Like, it's either a very painful time of year, a lot of times because you're either you're not close with family or you've lost loved ones and you're sort of, you know, all the time around family. It makes you think about the loss. But I hope that if you are like struggling with loss, that you're able to remember the good times. You know, that's why I think I don't know, you know, like Vigo's situation has really changed the way we view death. Obviously it's made it a little more of a, like, not constant thing, but in your face kind of thing. Where just the reality of the of how fragile life is, you know, we all think that, like, we're never going to die. It's just it's this thing that we psychologically convince ourselves into for safety and comfort, and it's not true. It's just not true. Like, he's definitely showed us that. But I think, I don't know, the older I get, and like that experience especially has helped me see things differently. And I just think about life and I just think, man, there's so many good things. I think about how happy my boy is. You know, he'll probably will not be able to physically do, you know, all these things that everyone else takes for granted. But I look at his spirit and I look at his heart and, like, hit the way he interacts and how he goes through his life in our family and with other people, like other family, and then even with strangers or new acquaintances and stuff. And man, I tell you what, I don't know. I don't think I've ever been as happy as him. I don't know exactly, obviously, I can't be in his mind, but the joy he radiates. And if you're a person who pays attention, and if you're a person who, like, sees that kind of light, because not everyone does. And, you know, but that's cool. I don't think everyone can handle it, honestly. I don't think that they have the, I don't know, capacity or something like that. You know, people have different capacities for different stuff. But if you can handle it, if you can handle that light without getting burned, God. I mean, you hang out with Vigo for 5 seconds. He changes your whole, the stars realign in your world. And you're like, man, what I thought was up ain't up, when I thought was down is left, you know. And it's a good thing. But anyway, I hope that you're, you know, able to remember those good times, I guess, if you're struggling with someone you've lost, because that's what you got to take with you. You got to take the good memories, you got to take the good times, the happy things, and to think, you know, I didn't have to have those memories. Didn't have to have those experiences. Those were gifts. They didn't have to be there. So anyway, I hope you're doing well. This is my favorite time of year, Thanksgiving. I love the Thanksgiving season. I know it's kind of over. That was last week. But last week, this year it was like the week of the 20th of November. Earliest Thanksgiving can be. And it was, my God, dude. It's just the best week in the world. 2 days of school. So... little insider trade secret of the trade. No one does anything the week of Thanksgiving. You get 2 days of school. You do what you have to, but you know, if you're doing it right, you're talking to students, you're that's my fantasy boy right there. Heck yeah, give me some points, Ferguson. Let's go. Oh, and he's trash talking. Come on now. I need some points. 24 yards. You got to get more than 24 yards, buddy. Come on. Come on. I believe in you. But anyway, yeah, not a whole lot going on in school, so that's cool. You can just take that time to, instead of worrying about like, oh, got to get through these lessons, I got to make sure we're hitting these standards and teaching these right goals and all this stuff, you can just sit there and like ask kids about their favorite Thanksgiving food. You know, talk to kids about who they're going to see, what family. You know, you eat pepperoni on Thanksgiving. That's cool. I had no idea it was even a thing. That's awesome. Now you're going to have a Hershey pie instead of a Hershey chocolate pie instead of a pumpkin pie. Yeah, it's a good idea. I might try that next year, kind of a thing. So, but it's great. And it goes deeper than that. But anyway, it's an awesome week of school. In our school, we do a tailgate on, which I never take part of, but I'll tell you why in a minute. Tailgate on the Tuesday, which is the Friday. It's so great because Monday is Monday. It's also Thursday. And then Tuesday is like Tuesday, but it's also really Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a 2-day week. So Tuesday, we the teachers bring in food, and a couple teachers have for years have organized an Ohio State tailgate. Well, I'm the only Michigan fan in our building. One of two men and the only Michigan fan. I take that back. I was until this year. And this year there's another Michigan fan, another teacher who's really big into Iowa and her alma mater. So we're sort of like the only ones who don't wear Buckeye stuff. And it's great. It's great. The kids trash talk me. Oh, Michigan sucks. We have the right to kick your butts. And it's just so I'm like, you guys, you haven't won since you weren't even born last time Ohio State won, guys. That's kind of the situation we're in now. It's great. And they're like, hey, Mr. Smith, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, Mr. Smith? I'm like, what are you talking about? What am I going to do? What do you mean? What are you going to do when Ohio State wins? You have to wear. I was like, tell me. What do I have to do? You got to wear a Buckeye shirt. Yep, you got to wear a Buckeye shirt. So I just start laughing. I'm like, yeah, okay. All right. How about this? I'll wear a Buckeye jersey. If the Buckeyes win, I'll come to school on Monday. Which, when you're talking about that, it's on Tuesday. It's like a week later, a week off of school. It's beautiful. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I'll come in a Buckeyes jersey on Monday if they win. I was like, but I got news for you. I'm not sweating. Ain't going to happen. And whether Michigan's winning or not in recent memory, that's my attitude towards it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't show any cracks. I like to let, and it's so funny by the end, like, I had kids coming up to me and going, you know, these are kids who wear Ohio State stuff every other day, you know, probably because their parents make them, but you know, they might also enjoy it. But they come up and they, you know, man, I'm like Michigan by 10% now. I'm like, I love it, wearing them down. But anyway, yeah, in this part of the, you know, if you're listening overseas or something, you have no idea what I'm talking about. The Ohio State University, the Buckeyes, their rival is University of Michigan Wolverines, and it's one of the oldest rivalries in American sports. It's goes back to the when they first started playing collegiate football. You know, they're two of the oldest programs in the country. They've always been, I think anyway, always been in the same kind of division or league or whatever. They're in the Big Ten now, but yeah, it's always great. It's always a lot of trash talking and a lot of vitriol and good old fashioned rivalry stuff. And so yeah, but anyway, it's a good times. And that week of school is just, it's fantastic. It's great. It's wonderful. And then you get that Wednesday off, can kind of just like hang out. I don't remember what we did this year on Wednesday. We had something, I don't know, but Thursday was great. Thanksgiving day comes, right? It's the long-awaited day, and this year was great because we didn't go anywhere. We didn't have anybody over. It was just the six of us. We went in the morning. We went to Children's Hospital. We started this last year to go and just to spend some time there and say thanks and drop off a thank you card for floor 8 and floor 4, the two floors that Vigo was on when we were there, and took a picture outside. This year, the girls, when he wanted to donate some money to make the, they have a bunch of butterflies out front. The butterflies are kind of like the symbol of Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus. And so when you donate, all these butterflies light up. And it was the middle of the day, so it was real hard to see them lights. I took a video thinking it was going to be this magical moment. You could not see them light up, but it was great. Like, just the fact that the kids wanted to, like, give their own money was beautiful. It was really cool. So we did that. And then we went home, and, you know, we made dinner. We did traditional Thanksgiving. Had some turkey, had some delicious cranberry pomegranate sauce. We had some mashed potatoes. We did three different kinds. We did some just regular traditional. We did some garlic paprika, and then we did some ranch mashed potatoes, which were You want to talk about getting the meat sweats? I get them tater sweats, potatoes. I mean, it would have made Sam just darn near. I know we got kids who listen, so I can't say how Sam probably would have reacted, but it would have been, boy, he would have been, licking dirt. He would have been licking dirt, just thinking he could sniff out those potatoes and dig them up himself. But yeah, they were delicious. We also had some stuffing, you know, all the goods. All the good. Sarah made some of her homemade bread. Oh my gosh, dude. That stuff is lethal. Her stuff is lethal. Sarah's yeast. Getting all kinds of... It's just really good. It's delicious stuff. Like, it is so good that even if you're not a bread lover, you get in there and you're just having a couple slices with butter. I know some of the boys now know. Kurt Jones and Mike Charles and David Downing, after the long expected golf outing, they had some of Sarah's bread, and they were I don't know, I think they were kind of a little too into it. It was sort of freaking me out a little bit, but that, yeah, it was I'm glad that they enjoyed it and got to try it, because it's divine. If we ever have another LEP, I might have to twist her arm into making a small batch. Maybe everyone would get a crumb or something like that, you know. Never know. But yeah, and it was real cool how we did it, because we didn't worry about eating early. We were making dinner at about, like, dinner, like, for real, like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. We were making Thanksgiving dinner, and we ate 4 or 5, and it was incredible. It was incredible. Yeah, so anyway, it's such a great time of year. I just absolutely love it. And, you try to keep some of that week with you all year long. I think just try to carry it with you, because it's beautiful. It's a beautiful mindset to really not worry about giving gifts or getting gifts or thinking about the next thing. It's like, no, I'm going to sit here and think about all these things I have. And sometimes you got too much, you know. Sometimes eating that Thanksgiving dinner, you're like, ah, that was a little too much of that. Didn't need 5 helpings of potatoes, you know. And you look around, and you're like, well, I don't need this, I don't need that. Like, I got too much, man. And you try to find people who might need that, who might benefit from, even if it's, I even think about just like when I hang out with my friends, I'm like, shoot, man, what's something one of my friends would appreciate that I have? Because I love when that happens to me, just kind of unexpectedly. Like, Ez will bring something over. Or Pete Donovan, we were in Chicago this summer, he just came out. I mentioned a picture we took, and he had this, like, Bulls baseball jersey on. I just thought it was one of the craziest things. Like, it's a baseball jersey that Chicago Bulls, right? And we're talking about it and reminiscing and everything. And he comes out, he's like, "Here you go, man. It's yours." I was like, "Pete, I can't take this. This is legit, man. This is like you pass this on to Joel." He said, "Nah, it's for you. Take it. And it just, you know, those mean something to you. Those gifts that are attached to memories like that, and when they come from friends, they're kind of unexpected. And it's something that your friend has had. You know, it smells like them a little bit. You know, it's they ain't got no tags on it because they've worn it, and they've made memories in it, and it's that mana. It's the mana that the Maori people talk about, and it's got some of that in it. It's got some of their oils, some of their musks, and you just, man, Dak Prescott just got, I think every defender touched them. But yeah, those are special. Those are really special. I love those kind of unexpected gifts. But it makes me think about, well, what could I do? What could I? And finally, I know for 2 years I've been talking about sending stuff out to listeners, sending stuff out to uppers. Some of you who we've never even met before, but I really need to make it happen. I got the time and I can do it. So, gonna try to do that this next year. What do we got coming up? I do need to talk real quick about the long expected golf outing. So this is something that came up, I think, last year, around the time of the when we had our finale watch party for Rangsapur Season Fun, directed by Adam Payne and Scott McKay. No, I'm just joking. It's not even the right names. I don't know. Like, Kurt, I think it maybe originated actually with Kurt talking about how much he loved golf. Anyway, he and Mike were kind of talking about, hey, we should go out and all play together. And I'm like, guys, I'm not much of a bowler. And David was like, you know, I like golfing too. And so we kind of did this sort of, it started as a group, but we just made a group chat on Instagram. We were like, we kind of left that night thinking like, let's actually make this happen. You know, we all have clubs. We all live close by. We can make this happen. So we had planned for the springtime, May actually, I think May, and then in June. So like May the first time, it's the day of, it's like a couple hours before. And Vigo had just gotten his G-tube placed. And we went to move, pick him up, and it just pulled out. His it's called a Mickey button, which is like the port that goes into his belly, his stoma on his stomach, where his food line connects. It just pulled right out. And it was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me, man. Bummer. Not because of the missing the house. Like, Sarah was more upset about the, I was just like, we just got to get him to the hospital. I said, it's okay, babe. Sarah was, of course, crying, upset. The girls immediately go over and start comforting her. Vigo's fine. It wasn't as big of a deal as we found out, like, from the two times we had to go, that it's not as big of a deal as they make, or potentially not as big of a deal as they make it. So, he was okay, but Sarah was, she's like, I ruined the whole day, and the guys are coming, and this always happens, I'm so sorry, Lane. I'm like, bud, I'm a bad golfer anyway, like, I didn't want to get my butt kicked, but you know what, I can just kind of tell them that this is just to spare them, you know, I'm going to build this legend that I'm a better golfer than I actually am, so that when I'm bad, it's funny. I don't know, it doesn't make any sense, but the girls go over and they're comforting Sarah, and when he's like, mommy, it's okay, and Charles like, mommy, don't cry, and they're like, it's not your fault, and I said, tell mommy, tell her it's not her fault, it just happened, and Ruth, this is such a funny, just so her, Ruth goes, it's a fault, mom, it's a fault, mom, and Charlotte and Winnie look at me, and they're just like, their mouths are gaping, and they're like, I was like, you know, it's not mommy's fault. They're like, yeah, Ruth, it's not mommy's fault. She goes, yeah, it's mommy's fault. It's hilarious. So anyway, that was the first time. And I tell you what, man, you find friends like these, don't ever let them go. Don't ever let them go. Don't let them even walk far away. Because, I mean, I knew how Ez would react. I knew it wouldn't be a big deal for him. But I was just like, God dang, I mean, we're so excited for this. I don't want anyone to feel inconvenienced or to think that like I'm making something up to not go, whatever, because that's the introvert in me. But I obviously wasn't, but you know, I just wanted people to know. And they're all, you know, Kurt, Mike, David, it's no problem. It's no problem. We'll reschedule it. So we did. We were scheduled for June. June comes around, Vigo's sick. Get sick. He was, at this time, too, we didn't even know this, but he was having issues with his ventilator that they couldn't figure out, that Sarah ended up figuring out. And once she asked the question, made a recommendation, it was fixed. And he hasn't been sick since. Knock on some of that damn wood right there, boy. It's nice having wood floors because you can just like reach down and knock the ground. Or like the windows, you know. The windows aren't wood, but the trim. But, you know, so anyways, that's kind of convenient. But, yeah, so second time, and I'm like, guys, we're in the ER. I was like, I'm so sorry. And everyone's like, it's cool, it's cool. And then Ez and Lottie went to Germany for the summer. I was like, you guys like fall golf? I mean, you want to do it in the fall? And they were all open to it. We were waiting for Kurt's schedule to clear up with his boys' football season and stuff. And so we did it. When was it? It was like the first Sunday in November. And it was a beautiful time. All I had to say, it was a beautiful time. It was so much fun being with those dudes. But yeah, we had a real cool trophy to present to the winner, which was me. I won the first long-expected golf outing. And yeah, I'm the champ, so I got to retain or keep the trophy. I'm just joking. It was Kurt. Kurt won. It was close, though, between Kurt and Big Ez and Boromir, Mike. Dave was probably fourth, and I was definitely fifth. Although I was proud of myself, I didn't do too bad. I'm not a golfer at all, and I hadn't been golfing for, oh my gosh, probably like 6 years. It'd been a long time since I had swung a golf club. So all that considered, I had some pretty good shots. But anyway, enough about. There he is, Vaney Laney. But no, it was awesome. It was so much fun. So the trophy was a Bilbo-esque robe. I think it's actually a kimono. I got it from on Etsy from some vendor in India. So it was really cool. We're going to try and get it embroidered with the champion's name and add to it every year. We're thinking about doing it biannually. So anyway, great time. Great dudes. Kurt even took it on a cruise they just went on. We got pictures of him on the cruise ship, on a beach, in this thing. And I thought he was wearing it for real. And then I was like, dude, are you wearing that everywhere? It got a little strange. I'm like, yeah, if Kurt's into it, like, that's cool. Like, I don't want him to feel bad about wearing that thing everywhere. But it just seemed sort of like, I don't know that I would. It's got me. God bless you, bro. Like, if you want to. I don't know. Man, how about that? How bad is it when the Patriots are playing the Steelers and the Steelers have J.J. Watt as their icon and the Patriots have Bill Belichick? That's when you know you got no players. No players. When your coach who is on, your legendary coach who's actually on the chopping block is your icon there. That's pretty wild. Anyway, but it turns out he wasn't. He was just taking it and taking pictures with it. So that made me feel a little bit better. I was like, daggum, dude. I know Kurt is a dedicated man, but that was almost too much dedication for me even. But no, it's so cool. I loved it. I loved the excitement. I love that we got to do it finally. It was a blast. I think we're going to try and get it done again in May. Maybe I'll be able to take that vest. If we play two holes, I could definitely beat everybody, I think. My first hole, I was tied with Mike. Me and Mike were at the top. Second hole, straight downhill. Ironically, it was down a hill, too. So that'll happen every once in a while. But, you know, I talk about my brother Ezra and what we got coming up. We got a lot of cool things coming up, actually. I don't know how much Ez wants me to share, so he might, you know, he can cut this out. But I'm not gonna say anything crazy. But crazy, like he's dealing with like a foot injury. It's actually really crazy because the first thing he told me with this thing, with his foot hurting, is I was like, doggone, dude, you golfed you had that pretty of a golf swing on one foot. That was the first thing I thought because he's been dealing with this foot issue for, I think, a couple months now. So he's dealing with a lot of pain on top of busy school schedule. We're both in a busy school schedule. Like, this time of year is just not an easy time to be a teacher. That being said, being a teacher is the easiest job in the world. I don't care what anyone says. When when you hear teachers, now I go different schools, obviously. I don't mean to say that. Like, if you're in an inner city school, rough school, then it's a really difficult job. But most teachers will say or try to make you think their job is harder than it really is. It's not. It's a great gig. We get to be around kids all day. If you're in a good school, I guess it does depend on what kind of school. I'm in a really good school with a lot of support. And so being a teacher in my school is not hard. I'll say that. So when I hear teachers at my school complain, I'm just kind of like, oh my God, dude. Yeah. Go work at Walmart then. I bet you would not rather do any other job. I bet that is something you're saying without thinking about it. But anyway, it's a busy time of year. A lot of meetings, a lot of mid-year assessment stuff kind of going on. So busy with that. Go check out, though, he's sort of like consolidated all of his projects into something that he and Lottie are calling the extended editions. I didn't tell him this. He'll get this when he's listening. I really wish he would have called it the appendices, because it would be the first time he's ever seen them. Just joking. But it's called the extended edition. He's covering, everything. I think he's going to start by going into like Legends, Star Wars books, and he and Lottie are going to go through and really do deep dives on all those. He's doing all these really quick TikTok videos as well, where he's, just asking thoughtful questions and provoking some thoughts, getting pretty provocative with the cognition and the imagination, just thinking about was Dumbledore really, was he a Horcrux, Was Luke Skywalker secretly dating Yoda's mom? All these different things that you've never thought of. Was House Targaryen actually, were they Republican? I don't know. Just knowing things that people aren't even thinking about. He always asks great questions. There's a reason in my mind his Patronus is an owl. He asks great questions. He's so thoughtful. So go check that out. Go follow that. He's posting stuff all the time. It's wild, man. The dude, so that's keeping him busy. Job keeping him busy. He's got that foot, man, that he's just powering through like a, he's probably still working out too. He's just such a beast. And I know that, he and Lottie are going to be going back to Germany. So we're going to record, actually. I know it's been a minute since we recorded like it properly. Not like a Concerning Hobbits Red Book of Westmarch kind of standalone special episode, but it's been a while since we've recorded. So we're going to be recording on the 9th. Let me check my phone real quick. Need to do that. Don't want to give you misinformation here. This is not the podcast for misinformation whatsoever. The 9th, Saturday, December 9th. I think we said it like 7 or 8. There'll be Instagram updates on that. We're going to be doing, for our anniversary episode this year, we're going to be doing a Hobbit Hotline. So call in, ask about anything, talk about anything. It's going to be a great time. It doesn't have to be related to the podcast or Lord of the Rings. It could be anything. If you just want to talk about Post Malone's, most recent album, Austin, we can talk about that because it's incredible. You should go check it out. It's a showcasing of his musicianship, that he is an actual musical artist. It's beautiful. Talk about anything. Yeah, we could talk about, Geno Smith, who I'm watching right now for the Seahawks. We could talk about the density of water. Is it real? I don't know. We could talk about, I don't know. Whether you think cilantro tastes like soap or not, whether you got that gene in you, that Geno Smith. I wonder if Geno has the gene of soap cilantro. I don't know. I think it's so weird. I think Kurt Jones, actually, I think it tastes like soap to him. I think I remember learning that at the first LEP. Excuse me, which is where we met Kurt, actually. Pretty wild. And his beautiful wife, Kelly, who is a horror movie fanatic. She's obsessed with like Nightmare on Elm Street and Freddy Krueger. I bet Kurt has dressed up like Freddy Krueger. I don't know this, But I got some kind of sneaky suspicion that if you open that closet, you're going to find a lot of blades and a lot of striped t-shirts and a scarecrow hat. That's who that is, right? I can never... I get like that and Jason and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and the Scream guy all kind of confused. It's like that would be a nightmare, an amalgamation of them all. They should call it like the son of scary and just make, oh, that jeez, the Seahawks just scored, guys. And the Cowboys are my defense. So I'm not getting any points this week for defense. My goodness. I've lost 6 straight games in fantasy. It's just it's not much of a fantasy for me. It's a dark fantasy. Dark, twisted, evil fantasy. I got 6 points. My defense is getting me 1 point. Projected to get 0 at this point. The adjusted projection is 0 points. Well, I'm doing better than that, I guess. Hey, what are you going to do? That's the one. You know, fantasy, is. I haven't played for years. I'm really realizing it makes me hate like certain players. And like the Cowboys defense, I hate them. I really do. I don't know that I'll do it again. I mean, it was kind of like a fun thing. My buddy Meeksy invited me back into. I played in this league years ago, and he was like, hey, so spot open. You want to come in and join? And I was like, yeah, you know, because I'd always been sort of a little, not butt hurt, but like butt cheek hurt. That I hadn't been invited into any leagues. You know, Ez is always talking about his league. Johnny so-and-so is always talking about his. Yeah, I'm in about 3 fantasy leagues. One's kind of a, what's it called? Dang, I can't remember what it's called now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One's sort of a dynasty one. One's just kind of a week-to-week sort of deal. And the other one's a draft. So, you know, I got to get the variety in. No openings. Yeah, it's with a bunch of old friends. With a bunch of friends from work. And it's always like, oh, cool, man. Yeah, I know sports. But I don't know how to do fantasy, that's for sure. Jeezy, crime. And it's just like, and then you get somebody, like my one of my most productive players has been injured for 10 weeks, and you go to get a replacement, and it's just like the available wide receivers, they're going to get you, doesn't matter who it is, 3 points a game. That's the best you can do. I got no trade value. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, yeah. But we're going to be doing a Hobbit Hotline episode for an anniversary episode this year. It's going to be great. I think we're going to film it. I think we're going to put it on YouTube. I think actually we're finally going to find out or find a way. This is a mental reminder for me to get as the video file from our very first anniversary episode, which we filmed but never posted the video for. Like the audio's in the the podcast library. You know, it's there, but never never the video. So I think we're going to try to get that up too. It'd be kind of a cool little side-by-side, year six and year one. Pretty crazy to think that it's been 6 years, man. So yeah, we're going to be doing that. It'll be great. I think we're going to record another episode that night as well. We are going to be getting back into the Silmarillion. We are going to be doing some more of the Night Breeze and some more moments in Middle Earth. We've been having so much fun doing those. It's honestly just been like one thing after another the last few weeks, where it's just been like, you know, the night that we do it, I get a hold of Ez and I'm like, bro, I can't do it tonight. Can we do Thursday? Thursday night comes around. Ez is like, Lane, can we reschedule? No problem. So, and when we've been getting together too, this is something I want to talk about. Like, we are just having so much fun. And I know we've mentioned this before, but we're having so much fun being together that we almost don't want to, it's just kind of, I think it's changed with Lottie, honestly. Like, and I'll tell you why it's changed. Because before it was like, what we would do, this is when Ez and I talked about this, I'm like, dude, this is how we were able to push out so many episodes, is we'd all hang out, right? We would have dinner, we'd hang out with the kids, however many kids had been born at that time over the years. We'd get them to bed, we'd hang out with Sarah for a little bit. Sarah is exhausted, she likes to go to bed early, so she would go to bed. It'd be me and Ez, you know? And a lot of times Ez was going to spend the night anyway, and it was like, yeah, let's record. But now it's like we've got Lottie here, and we have been anticipating, as is Rosie, joining us for so long that like we have, not as much as Ezra, obviously, but we had this built up desire to get to know Lottie as well. And we don't get to see her like, you know, every Thursday. It's like when they come down here, when we go up and see them in the North Farthing, which we got to do a few weeks ago. It was awesome. Got to go up and hang out in Mount Vernon. We got coffee. We went and saw Max at Paragraphs. Went to Mr. Kirk's house and watched the Buckeyes barely beat Maryland, which was cute. I got some Durko's pizza, 392-5678. But yeah, those times, like, it almost feels kind of not rude necessarily, but like to me, I kind of guard them against us going from just talking and hanging out to being like, okay, let's go record. Got to record. Got to switch gears a little bit. And either Sarah and Lottie, you guys hang out, we'll see you in the morning, kind of a deal. Or let's all go turn the mics on and we'll do it there. I've wanted to guard against that because like I want to get to know Lottie, you know, and I want it to be done in real life, not necessarily on a podcast. So when we have gotten together, if we get to record, cool. And if not, it's been like, okay, we'll make the distance thing work. And yeah, but hey, one of our goals for all that to say, one of our goals for the next year is to be able to establish like an actual schedule, because everything's stable enough now. We feel like that, you know, mixing in, getting a good mix of like monthly Silmarillion, a couple of episodes of Moments of Middle Earth and a couple of Night Breezes a month would be a great balance, because we love doing it. And we love all the different kind of, I don't know, like versions of the podcast that have sort of developed. So anyway, we're going to be doing that. Good things coming. But yeah, we're going to be doing an anniversary episode, which can feature you. Anyone can call in. We might even be giving away some prizes to, or like thank yous to people who do call in, because we know it's something you don't have to do. But we love hearing from you guys. I'm hoping we hear from Andrew. Hoping we hear from Matthew Johnson. I hope Sam and Seth call in. I mean, I hope we hear from all you guys. You know, like, be great. All you guys and girls. The uppers are the best, man. We really, and again, like, we can't thank you enough for all your support and all your love. You know, the kind words, the letters, the messages. You know, like big time through releasing Concerning Hobbits, you know, because you put something out there like that, you never know how people are going to respond. And when you're feeling like the adaptive creative juices flowing, it almost doesn't matter. But you know, you want it to be like at least appreciated, I guess, by someone. Again, I've never had an experience where like literally the act of doing it was so fulfilling. And that's the goal, right? Like when you make something, you want that creation act, or that in this case, the adaptation act, to be to just be like, it is in itself the reward. You know, that is the kind of the how would you describe it? That's the juice. That is the dessert, the yummy, I don't know what you'd even call it. The best part, I guess, really. Oh my gosh, I'm looking at a Reese's caramel big cup. Gosh dang, Ez, bring one of those down. I know you like them Reese's cups, boy. Come on, get down here. But anyway, I've had lots of people reach out and just say, dude, let's make this. How do we do this? Can we do a crowdfunding? Can we, you know, like do a social media campaign where we tag the crap out of Weta? Can we somehow get... So that has been just cherry on top of the ice cream sundae. So, because really, like, the cool thing about that show and kind of like imagining it and laying it out and everything, it lives in my mind. Like, I know I've said this before, but it really is. Like, I can stop and think about an episode and I see it in my brain. It's wild. So in a way, you know, like you have these like crazy pie in the sky dreams where you think like maybe somehow Sean Astin, we could talk to him, or we could talk to someone at Warner Brothers, or somehow we could grovel into the floor of a boardroom and meet with Peter Jackson and just say, hey, we can't do this, right? We are hobbits. We have no business being here. You know, by rights, we shouldn't even be here, but we are here. And just like two other hobbits who had no rights, no business doing what they did, destroying evil, you know, we are going to try to do something even more epic. Just joking. You know, like, that would be incredible to put it in the hands of someone or a group of people who could bring it to reality and in ways that I can't even imagine. Right. Obviously, that's great. It's a great thought. It's a great hope. It's a great aspiration. But regardless of anything ever happening, it's in my mind. It lives in my mind and I can see it and enjoy it. And honestly, like I've thought about this too. You hear about people who create things or adapt things or whatever, and then they actually get made. And it's like it kind of ruins it, because it was a certain way in their head and it was to them almost kind of perfect. And so it's almost maybe something that you're like, oh, I'm gonna guard against that. But yeah, any people who have been enjoying it and if they've let us know, thank you so much, man. I can't even tell you how inspiring that's been. And at certain points, motivating. I thought, like, you know, people are waiting for this next part of the story of Eleanor's journey and the history of hobbits and what's going to happen next. I want to get this done so they can enjoy it. So I'm going to take a little bit of a break. I said I wasn't going to write anything for season 3. And I've got some other things keeping me busy that are not nearly as fun. So it's good that I can kind of take a break, I think, from it before I get into season 3. But even saying that, the other day I started just writing down concepts for what episodes can look like for season 3. Just because I can't, like, I almost have to stop myself from thinking about it because I just get so caught up in it. Like, at this point, I'm there. I'm along the ride. I'm along for the ride with Eleanor, and I'm loving the journey. I'm on Jeb. Just saying, come on, boy. Give me the Under Towers, boy. Let's go. West March, here we come. Wave to the Tall King on our way. But yeah. So anyway, thank you everyone for reaching out. And I hope that when season 3 comes out, that you enjoy it. And yeah. And yeah, maybe we're gonna be seeking out Sean Astin's agent. You know, maybe we're gonna be seeking out a way to pitch a show as just two guys who have no business having ideas at all. But yeah, anyway, gosh, what else we have coming up? I mean, that's a lot of it right there, I guess. I mean, a schedule coming up for 4 episodes that'll drop regularly again. And yeah, just getting back into the Silmarillion, baby. That's silly. Silly Millie Relillion at Maya Angelou. that Melkornia, Eye of Sauron and the Melkornia, don't tear it. You know, don't detach that retina. But yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to give a huge shout out to my brother, Ez. And I hope this has been fun for him to listen to because I love him. And I like doing this kind of stuff because, you know, I'm sure I said something shocking. I don't know, for him. Or he probably got a giggle out of something, a thing or two. Even if it's just one. Even if it was just one thing, man. Even if it's just one of them things, boy, that you laugh at. It's enough for me. Gosh, there was something else I wanted to talk about. I can't remember now. I'm getting a little silly. I'm getting a little goofy. The bananas are going off in my brain. The brain bananas. But yeah, gosh, what was it? It was something actually kind of relevant, I think. But yeah, go check out Extended Edition. Some things that are going on in Middle Earth. So we've got this Middle Earth Extended Cinematic Universe kind of happening. So Peter Jackson is producing this stuff. There's more that's going to come, more news, I'm sure. I think that right now what they're talking about is a reboot of the trilogy, but I really believe, guys, I really think that's the same kind of false pitch that they were giving us with Rings of Power. I really think that that's what that is. They're just trying to either stall until they have a solid idea or gauge people's interest for that. Because I think if ever the fan response was like, hell yeah, let's get a reboot. Let's see what it would be like in a new age with all CGI. that they would probably do it. But I think at least Warner Brothers is respectful enough of fans. Maybe I'm saying too much. That they would not do a remake of one of the greatest trilogies of all time. I would say one of two. If fans didn't want it, I still have that kind of like faith in them, that they're not that foolish, I guess, really is what I'm saying. So yeah, I wouldn't put any merit in that. I think that's just the same thing that Prime was doing. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do. You know, I've also heard like an Aragorn, young Aragorn spinoff, again, a lot like what Prime was saying. I've also heard of like a Gandalf origin movie. I don't know what they're going to do. It'll be interesting to see. I do hope that they take a little more of an approach that, yeah, we're going to stick to lore. We're going to try and build out things that Tolkien actually wrote. You know, and that might be a little too hopeful. That might be foolhardy, you know, might be a little too tookish. But we tried to foster that mindset. So I think we're going to stay there in that zone. We're just going to hope that it's something that feels as akin to the spirit of Tolkien as that original trilogy. And even the Hobbit films at certain points, for sure. But you never know. It might not be, and we might have more disappointment on the horizon. Maybe it's like you know, we'll never get anything close to that original trilogy again. That's a very real possibility. And I think that, you know, Star Wars fans can relate to that. They're getting all this content now, and how much of it actually feels like, I don't know, like the same type of thing versus just I don't know. And you also, I don't know, do you want, how much do you really want? How much do you want to leave mysterious and leave it up to, you know, wonder and imagination? Yeah, it's an interesting balance. We'll see what they strike. Oh, shoot, I shouldn't have said strike. Sorry, too soon. I meant like what balance they'll strike, not making light of those writers who were on strike. I apologize. Yo. No, man. Wow. Okay. Easy, buddy. Easy. That's the most controversial thing I've said all episode. But yeah, what else is going on? The War of the Rohirrim is coming out in May. Now, if that hits theaters, Ez and I are going to have to get our asses to the seats, get our buns to the cinema. I have to go get some buttery fingers, popping that corn in the theater. And Yeah, maybe holding hands. I don't know, but will we hold hands during that? Probably not, but we would like let our shoulders kind of like touch. We're those kind of bros that we would like. We love physical contact. We hug each other every time we see each other. Sometimes we're just like touching each other's shoulders. It's weird. I don't know why we do that. We always have though. But yeah, we would definitely, you know, lean into each other, I think, if we went to the cinema and watched watched War of the Rohirrim. I really hope they do release it in the theaters though. It'd be cool. They might have already announced that. I don't know. But that's coming up in May. That'd be a cool little, you know, different time to see Middle Earth in the theaters. Not used to that. That's not traditional, if you will. But it would be really neat. What else is going on? Oh, Peter Jackson related. He just released the final Beatles song. So there's this, I can't even remember what it's called. You have to go look it up. There's a video, like a trailer and a music video for it on HBO, on Max. Excuse me, just Max. And it's really incredible. So they had this recording that John Lennon had made. If you're not a Beatles fan, I know Tolkien wasn't, so just hit that skip forward button. But he had recorded something after the band had broken up, and it was like this really beautiful piece that after he died they got a hold of, and they tried to incorporate it and make a song, and they just couldn't because of like other things that they were working on at their own musical pursuits, and then and just out of not being able to, not the technology, didn't have the technology, audio technology at the time, and then eventually George died, right, and it was just Ringo and Paul, and anyway, I think PJ was able to, and the guys at Wingnut and Weta and everything were able to develop technology like they have with a lot of this crazy stuff, like with They Shall Not Grow Old. If you haven't seen that yet, still go see that. I think it's on Max, actually. It's that World War I documentary where he adds color and they fill in the gaps in the frame rate, so it's much more modern looking as opposed to the old like early film stuff that was more herky jerky. And then the audio recordings from veterans who came back from World War One. And it's just a crazy tie into Tolkien. But anyway, some of that technology that they've pioneered is just unbelievable. So anyway, long story. Peter Jackson was able to kind of enable them to manipulate this audio in a way that they've recorded this song, and it's the last in 2023, the last Beatles song, the last true Beatles song. Pretty incredible. And it's a beautiful song. Again, can't remember what it's called, but if you search it, you know, the internet's an incredible thing nowadays, guys. You'd be able to find it in no time. I don't know if you know that or not, but you can just type things into your phone and it finds it right away. It probably found it right now without me even typing it. It's listening to me. So, you know, that's what happens. But yeah, what else? Rings of Power season 2 is completed. I can't remember exactly when they said it's coming out. Final quarter 24, first quarter of 25, something like that. I think it's still a ways off from us being able to watch it, but it is all done, all finished. They are saying things like it's going to center around Sauron. So we're going to see more of Halbrand. I think they've also toyed around with, and maybe this is known already, but filmed with different actors who are all Sauron, kind of the whole Annatar Sauron thing, but that we won't be seeing his light form. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that kind of unrolls out, I should say. I almost said unraveled. No, be nice, jerk. Yeah, it's, and they've also said things like it'll be much more true to the writings of Tolkien and all these different things, which sounds like a self-admission to me. But you know what? Like, that's cool. We'll give them a shot. Let them live. We'll see what happens. So that's something else that's on the horizon out there in the ether with the UFOs and the angels and the demons and all the smoke and the mirrors and David Blaine just hovering out over the setting sun. But what else? Oh, Hobbiton. This is where I was going with this. They just today, and this is final day in November, those cool snippets that we had heard about from Mel in Australia, Mel B and Jake, of them like excavating the Hobbit holes on Bagshot Row. Sam Wise's three Bagshot Row, the Gamgee home being one of them, is finished. It's finished. So Hobbiton Tours, they just posted a video that's it's Peter Jackson just talking about what they've done and the desire to make these to make the Hobbit holes, you know, not only have you been able to, when you go, you can go experience the Green Dragon. Now you can also experience the Mill. I believe the Mill is like an Airbnb, actually, which is crazy. But now you'll be able to actually walk into these Hobbit homes. And they just do these videos of the interior. It's unbelievable, guys. I mean, like the detail that you see on that set outside and in the Green Dragon is matched completely. I can't believe it. Anyone who's, so when Ez and Lottie go, it's going to be an incredible thing for them. Anyone who's going to be going in the future, just, it's going to be a part of the tour. It's not anything special or extra in terms of like, you have to pay for, you have to do a special tour. It's just like on your way to the dragon. Normally you would just walk by and take pictures. Now you get to walk through. So glad that they did that. I mean, are they getting ready to film a show in the Shire? You know, could it be concerning hobbits? Why not? Let's do it. Just joking. Yeah, no, I'm not joking. I'm not joking at all. But, really cool that they're continuing to invest in that place and make it, against all odds, even more magical. How's that place get more magical? They just keep finding ways. You know, maybe someday Bag End will be something that you can walk into as well, and they'll build that out all the way. That would be unreal. I mean, you'd have things getting stolen every 5 seconds, I think. Every tour, there'd be less and less crockery. Like, who keeps taking Bilbo's mugs, mates? Well, it's me. It's me. We're in the home of a burglar. We got to steal something, right? I mean, it's just, you got tons that you can bring down. But anyway, so cool, dude. Just so cool. So there's a lot of cool things. There's a cozy game coming out, too. Tales from the Shire, I believe. Again, a lot of Hobbit-heavy things. I think maybe they've realized, too, that that's what everyone's hungry for. It's supposed to be like a cozy game. I know nothing about video games, but it's a cozy game. I bet it'll be really, really cool. I bet it will follow Eleanor, I think. And there's a little trailer video that they released, a teaser trailer, and it's a female hobbit writing in a book, and my money would be on that, that being the red book and that being Eleanor. Also, the Gollum game came out. We're going to talk about that. We're going to actually get with Joe Lewis, Bill Joe Baggins, and he actually got the Gollum game. We're going to do like a review. It's gotten terrible reviews, but you know, it's Tolkien content, so we gotta check it out. We're curious. And Gollum needs some love, for God's sakes. Come on, man. When are we going to stop hating on Gollum? Jesus. Gollum. Precious, my precious. Don't hate on me. Give me a second chance, Marshall. This is a second chance. What else? There's some kind of dwarven game out. Mines of Moria or something. John Rhys Davies voiced a portion of. That's cool. Really hoping for that open world, Weta approved Lord of the Rings Middle Earth game. That would just be incredible, a la Skyrim or, you know, this the Hogwarts Legacy or whatever it's called would be incredible. But hopefully we'll get something like that. A new Tolkien book. Sorry, this is just off the top of my head. I'm not even looking stuff up. I should be, but I'm not. Keeping it loose. Keep it staying on the one lane road, mate. The bridge to terrible Rithia. There's a new book of letters by Tolkien that's being released. I don't know if these are like newly found letters or newly edited, but actually when we went to Paragraphs, Max had it right there. Hardback edition right in the front of the shop, dude. Incredible. So it might be worth a read. I mean, maybe eventually Ez and I will actually get into those letters. You know, I know I've bragged before about not reading any of them. And it there's at least one person who left a review who found that very offensive. And I'm sorry. I am sorry that I offended that person. I really am. I hope that person comes back and I can like extend my olive branch to them and they can take some olives off and nibble them. You know, eat a, you know, maybe suck on them, suck on the olives. I don't know. I mean, whatever you, some people suck, a lot of people suck on olives. Well, if you're thinking about like a olive that hasn't been pitted, you kind of have to suck on it, really. You're sort of like carving it off the pit in your mouth, and then you kind of peel the olive flesh away, and then you chew it up and swallow it, and then you spit out the pit. So you're kind of sucking the olive. So yeah, I hope that they can come back and suck my olives, and you know what, that will make up for it. Because yeah, I really do apologize for, you know, making light of reading those letters of Professor Tolkien, which I honestly, you know, in my defense, I don't think he wanted to write half of them. I think that he was just kind of being a Bilbo about it and being kind of a smart ass, which is sort of the tookish side of him. But, you know, who am I to say? I don't know. Just a man. Just a one lane road. I think it's going to be it. I think I'm going to wrap it up. Smith family is good. We're doing great. We just lived through another day where we got to be together. So we ate dinner together and we hugged each other and kissed each other. And, you know, did the girls fight? Absolutely. Yes, they did. Were there hard moments? Absolutely, there were. But, you know, that's what life is made of. It's made of good moments and hard moments. And you can't separate the two. You can't separate the two because without hard and difficult moments, there are no good moments, guys. They don't exist. They don't exist. Goodness does not exist without those difficult things to, or I should say that like the appreciation of goodness, I guess maybe, doesn't exist without the darkness. So in the same way I tell my girls, I tell my kids, Vigo doesn't need to be told this because he's the definition of bravery, but you know, you can't have courage without being afraid. You can't be brave without being scared. You can't be. You know? Because that's the very definition of bravery, is to go into scary conditions, scary circumstances, and do it despite being scared. That's what courage is. So, you know, yeah, but we're doing great, man. Life's awesome. Life is awesome. It's a gift. Being alive is a gift. And I don't know that, I like when we say being alive is a gift, I think sometimes we're discounting what happens in the next life or whatever comes after we die. I don't think that should, it's all we know. You know what I'm saying? And as far as we know, it's more certain than what happens when we're gone, when we die. But, you know, to say that being alive is a greater gift than what comes beyond, who's to say? I don't know. You know, I don't know. It might not be. I hope it's not. I hope that as good as life is here, that what happens when we cross over and go beyond makes this feel like the transition from standard def to high def, you know, from 1080p to 4K, that kind of a thing, where it's like my life was beautiful, but this is it in 4K. So yeah, but we're honored that you guys are on this journey with us, that that you listen to us, I mean, first of all, and that you find some kind of enjoyment in it, because we get enjoyment out of it, just so you know, like we really do. We love it. It's a crazy thing, like podcasting, even just in the short time that we've been doing podcasting, it's changed. I mean, I bet the number of podcasts from 6 years ago when we started to now is probably quintupled. I mean, it's just like, it's amazing. It's amazing, but I bet it has. Speaking of podcasts and growth and everything, go check out Seth and Sam's podcast, Well Earned Comforts. If you've been listening for the last year or so, you would have heard Seth and Sam. They are brothers who I think after listening to us, were like, hey, we could do this too. And probably know about her. And so they have their own podcast. It's incredible. They kind of like take topics and go through it. They've already tackled the Silmarillion. I mean, they've like gotten into tales from Tolkien's earliest writings right off the bat. Something we didn't have the olives to do, as an I. Maybe it had nothing to do with our olives. Maybe it was our mouths. Maybe we didn't have the mouths for it, the taste for it. I think that actually makes sense. I know a lot of people will just kind of discount that analogy there, but I think that metaphor actually does. I think that does hold up, although it was fully intended to be silly. Yeah, we didn't have the olives. It wasn't our olives. It was our taste, our mouth. So, all this talk of sucking olives, I got to go eat. I'm hungry. So go check out their podcast. They're incredible dudes. They really have a respect for and love for Tolkien's works. Also, big announcement for Travis Sigler. He's got some crazy mead getting dropped. Some of it I can't even talk about. Some of it I'm not even allowed to talk about. So I won't. I will just tease you there and say that I know some stuff about mead. Me know some mead you don't know. Okay? Mead know you don't know. Mead know you don't know. But one of them is a collaboration that's going to happen that, my God, dude, if it was in front of me, I'd drink an entire bottle. Even if I knew that it would probably cost my kidney, I would. I don't know if I'd be able to stop. Yeah, I'm trying to make sure I don't say something I'm not supposed to say. So I'm reading this again real quick. Yeah, Shire Strawberry. Okay, he's got Shire Strawberry mead dropping. He's also got one called Oakenshield. It's a dry mead aged on a whiskey oak barrel from Westward Whiskey out there, and I guess it's out there in Oregon probably, I'm guessing. And there's another one that I can't even tease. That I'm looking forward to all these, but I'm looking forward to that one the most, dude. My God. It's just, take my word for it, it's going to be stelectable. Absolutely stelectable. Mead going to like it. Yeah. Mead's so weirdy. But yeah, go check out Shire Strawberry. And I believe that you can order. I'm pretty sure you can order and they'll ship to you. Honey wine with strawberry. My God. Do you remember the taste of strawberries, Mr. Photo? Do you remember the Shire? Do you remember eating them strawberries from my toes, Mr. Frodo? Oh, sorry. That was something I wasn't supposed to tell you about, Mr. Frodo. Happened to my imagination. Sam, what are you saying? Nothing, Mr. Frodo. Just take this strawberry from my toe, boy. It'll taste good for you, my brother. Sam, it's strawberry toe jam. Strawberry toe jam, Sam. I know, Mr. Frodo. I thought of the pun afterwards. But I thought you'd love it anyway. Don't ask me about the cream, Mr. Frodo. Oh, geez. That's when you know it's time to wrap it up. And I hope the kids were in bed 40 minutes ago. But anyway, guys, thanks for letting me do this. I had a blast just kind of recording solo, a one-lane road, if you will. I know there's other stuff I'm thinking of. Go check out Max at Paragraphs. Go check out Cameron Hansen's work. It's incredible. All of our friends that are creators and doing things, go support them because they're doing really amazing things. They really are doing amazing things. And if you have something that you're creating and making, share it with us so we can share it, please. Because yeah, it's an amazing thing. Sadly, Dr. Bean Coffee Company is done. They are kind of closing up shop. So Charlotte was able to send us some coffee for like one of the last times. She said that she would always, you know, roast them for us if we requested it. But that support has been incredible over the years. I mean, just the fact that she made an up blend is incredible. I still have the very first bag she sent us with the logo and the description and everything that I need to get that framed and put it up somewhere. But well, that's something that I can't even fully express how much that means to us. So people like Charlotte who are out there doing incredible things, let us know about it so we can let everyone else know about it, and thank you for supporting each other, I should say, and for including us in it. It's really, really cool. It's really cool to be included in that and to know about it and to be able to support it. And it's very cool, man. It's a wild, wild time we live in, guys. It's wild. It's the Wild West everywhere. Wild East, Wild North, Wild South. It's wild everywhere. Wilding out. But some really cool things happening. There's something else. Oh, even Isaac, the Lord of Maps. He just released a cardboard book. What's it called? High Points. It's based on a map he did of the highest points in each state, done in his style. And it's like a fold-out cardboard book, self-published. So cool looking. Need to buy one. I don't know if I will, just because, I don't know. There's a lot of things to buy, guys. And, money tight, baby. We in that recession. I wish recession was as cool as recess. Wouldn't that be cool? Like if recession and recess were the same type of feeling. They're not, unless you're getting the crap beat out of you at recess, which, you know, been there, done that. Am I right? Anyone else out there? Yeah. You think you're going to be able to defend yourself and you end up defending the pavement from it getting its butt kicked, because that's where you're just getting pounded into that blacktop. But yeah, anyway, would love to buy that, but again, I just don't know if I'll even remember to. So if you remember to, go check it out, because he's a cool dude. Has great Tolkien style maps. I still got the map of Ohio up in our dining room. Actually, it's really cool, and he included Amanda on a few of the versions, which is really neat that we're on there. And yeah, so anyway, lots of cool things. Beautiful time, wild time. Next time you guys hear from us, we'll probably be talking to some of you. Hopefully, if not, it's just going to be Ez and I calling each other in the same room, and that I think that's going to probably have some feedback, so the episode will sound like and we might even, I don't know if that happens, we'll definitely be getting some Enochian brothers and some of them aliens burning, beaming down, getting probed, and probably definitely having to eat some olives at that point. Not even sucking on the olives, just eating them. Pits and all, probably. I bet aliens would make you eat olives, pits and all. They would be like some kind of experiment. They'd put a chip in the pit. It'd be seamless. You wouldn't even be able to tell. And they'd just say, eat this with their mind. And we'd have to. I know I'd gag on it because I can't swallow big pills. But I don't know what the option would be. They'd have ray guns, no doubt. Doubtless they'd have ray guns. Or at least some sort of radiation where they'd say, you know, if you don't, we'll kill you. And I don't know why I made them sound Russian there. Gosh, dude. Was not intentional. It's just, sometimes accents just kind of, like, when you love to speak in accents, like a crazy guy like me, they just come out. No sort of connotations whatsoever. So I do apologize for that. But yeah. Yeah, the next time we talk to you, where am I even going? My brain is it's a curse. Next time we talk to you, we'll probably be talking to, so next time you hear us, we'll probably be talking to some of you. So you might be hearing yourself, actually, which is kind of, if you think about it, a little wild. So tune in next time to hear yourself talking to us, hearing yourself. or something like that. It's like when you see a picture of a picture in a picture within a picture without a picture. Too many pictures. But look forward to hearing from you and talking to you guys on that anniversary episode. Also look forward to producing more content for you coming up very soon. I'm excited for this next stage of the Silmarillion. I almost said The Hobbit. It's not at all what it is. Just the depth of the lore is so exciting to me. Getting a greater handle of the Valar and the Maiar and everything too is really cool to see how they kind of work. And having a long time to think about, I know it's been like months and like almost a year, I guess, in some respects about thinking of the creation of the world. But for me, I don't know, I think it really does. It does take that long to stop and just think about, God, it's like, see, this is serious business, bruh. It's a big time creation of the world. It demands a little bit of meditation, some of that Tolkien silence. And then they were silent for 8 months, maybe 12, but months on end, they were silent, comprehending the creation of the one. Eru Ulavata. Eru Ulavata. Can't wait to get back into recording. But yeah, we love you guys. We hope you have a great holiday season. Again, we hope to hear from some of you and talk to some of you and then present that back to you so that you can hear it very, very soon. And provide some visual component as well that we can put on YouTube, get some video action back. How would I end this? I guess, what would I say? The one lane road goes ever on and 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 on till the break of dawn. He never shuts up, no, he don't. He would talk for now till... Oh, there's some Ferguson action. First down, boy. Give me some of them points. He's getting pointed at. Man, he is trash talking. He's getting lit up. The one lane road goes on and 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 on on and on and on and on. I kind of want to do a natural fade out. Let's see if I can do it. The one lane road goes on and on. On and on and on and on. Not too bad. Been worse. All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.